I'm going to preach the same message in the Malagasy service and the English service.
Am ti marantia gua no turten tu wanni fi anguna nam te Malagaso sne am te English refafiu.
But I'm sure it'll be twice as long in the English service.
Kan even as kant kamin sne refam lefto nam te English leza in ru lavta ni alavan.
I'll only get to say half as much in the Malagasy because of the translating.
Sati am leten Malagasy leza tonoi atsasan futsun folaza nun le fantkiaten.
But that means you have to concentrate twice as hard. This morning I want to talk on something not too complicated. But actually very, very complicated. My message this morning is, why is the Trinity important? This may be the hardest sermon Vivian's ever had to translate. Because even in English, when you come to try and explain the Trinity, you struggle. So someone once asked the question, how much do you love the Trinity?
That's
a good question.
Tena fantanina tsara izany.
Because as a Christian doctrine, the Trinity sets us apart from every other religion on the face of the earth.
Satria amin'ny doktrina ma kristiana le hoe trinite de mampiavaka antsika amin'izay mety hoe fombafomba pivavahana rehetra eto amin'ity tany ity.
So we got to start with scripture.
De milintsika izany manomboka amin'ny tenin'Andriamanitra.
The importance of scripture is that it's not just philosophy or human writing.
It's
divinely inspired. It's God revealing himself. Because you could not know God unless he revealed himself. If you could reach God by yourself, then he couldn't be God. So if God hides away, you cannot find him. So you only know him by what he's revealed of himself. You can't know him by your intelligence or your wisdom. They help, but on their own they won't get you there. God is who he says he is. He's not sometimes who you think he is. He isn't who you want him to be. I mean, some people want a God that's there to serve their needs. But God is not your servant. Some people want a God who doesn't condemn sin. They paint a picture of a God who is only loving. The problem is, if you paint your own picture of God, then you've just made an idol for yourself. And your faith is idolatry if you're not worshipping the true God. In Exodus chapter 20, that's where the Ten Commandments are. God starts by saying, you shall have no other gods. No other gods, only him. Later in Deuteronomy 6,
verse 4,
God says to Israel, listen, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. God is one. What was the point? people used to worship many gods, plural. But God's revealing that He is singular, He is God. And this is the root of our faith. That we believe in God because He is true. Not because He is good. You don't choose God because you like Him. You worship God, you believe in God because He is God. And we must take Him for who He is. In His entirety. Exactly as He reveals Himself. So we start with the statement that God is one. And we can never compromise that statement. But then Scripture reveals more. God shows us that He is Father, Son, and Spirit. The fact that God is three in one is only hinted at in the Old Testament. It's not stated explicitly. In Genesis 1 verse 1,
Genesis
says, "In the beginning God made the heavens and the earth." I'm not a Hebrew scholar, you're not a Hebrew scholar. Maybe you are. I don't know. But I learned that the grammar in that sentence uses the word Elohim for God. And that's a plural. So now the one God is revealing Himself as a plurality. Like in verse 27, God says, "Let us make man in our image." Male and female He made him. And so there's this complexity coming into who God is.
He's
one, but He's more than one. And when He's more than one, He doesn't cease to be one.
And
this is very important. But there are other places where it's even clearer. In Isaiah 9 verse 6, it's a prophecy about Jesus the Messiah. And this verse always confused me. Because it says such amazing things. It says, "To us a child is born. A son is given. The government shall be upon His shoulder," which means He will carry authority. "And His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor." With capital letters. It's a title of authority. Mighty God. Everlasting Father. So the Son is called Everlasting Father. A child is born who is Everlasting Father. It's the Trinity, at least certainly the Father and the Son being revealed. The child being born is the incarnation. It's God taking on flesh. And so Jesus came as God.
De Dumnezeu, angemant.
The Son.
Laisanac.
Fully God and fully man.
Sad tena angemant and tena ul.
The Old Testament never makes the Trinity very clear though.
În Testament talun eva naisanat san tena uchanets tema savatsara ne anambarane le Trinite.
But in the New Testament it's indisputable.
Fa ani amni Testament va fote tena tsita mintsy lasana.
You can't argue about it, it's so obvious.
Tena tsy azonao etiketra le izy fa miariary.
In Matthew 28 verse 19.
Ao am Matthew tok fa falo ambropolo antin fa sivy ambefolo.
This is where Jesus is commissioning his disciples.
Io Jesus lay maniraka ny mpianany.
To go out and make disciples of others.
We mandiana dia manova mpianatra ny olona hafa.
He says make disciples of all nations.
Uzese mandiana dia tov mpianatra ny olona ny firenena rehetra.
Baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Manao batisaza amin'ny anaran'ny Ray, Zanaka ary ny Fanahy Masina.
There's the Trinity.
Io le Trinité io.
In 2 Corinthians 13 verse 14.
Any amin'ny Korintianina faharoa toko fahatelo ambin'ny folo andinin'ny fahaefatra ambin'ny folo.
It's just a little benediction.
Anisan'ny fitahina kely anankiray io.
From the church now a few years later once they've had more time to think about all this.
Ny fiangonana izany hoe antaonany maromaro tao ty aorianan' izay izany rehefa nieritreritra ny orotra ireo.
Paul says to the Corinthians.
Izao no tenenin'ny Paul tamin'ny Korintianina.
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Ny fahasoavan'ny Jesus Kristy a.
The love of God.
Ny fitiavan'Andriamanitra.
And the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Ary ny fiarahana mifanahy dia ho aminareo rehetra rehetra.
Now there are many other texts you could look at if you want to confirm that the Trinity is a valid doctrine.
Ate misy andalana maromaro izay manamafy hoe le Trinité a dia doktrina tena izy.
But why is the Trinity important?
Fa inona ary mazava-dehibe le Trinité?
Well, I'm going to look at a few thoughts now.
Dia jery fieritreretana vitsivitsy ary teboka vitsivitsy.
5 points.
Teboka dimy.
Firstly,
voalohany,
it matters that we worship God for who he is.
Tena hoe misy dikany izany le hoe anompontsika an'Andriamanitra maha izy azy.
It's very important, as I said earlier, that we worship God for who he is, not for who we'd like him to be.
Satria araka le voalazako teo aloha tena zava-dehibe mihitsy ny hoe anompontsika an'Andriamanitra maha izy azy fa tsy arakarak'izay hoe itiavantsika azy fotsiny.
Because anything less than worshiping God in his fullness is actually a kind of idolatry.
Satria ninninna hoentintsika manompana an'Andriamanitra hoe ambany tsy araka le maha izy azy iny izany ny tompontsika dia ohatrany lasa ohatrany hoe fanompotsampy.
You can claim to have the same God, but actually it's not necessarily the same God.
Afaka miteny ianao izany hoe manana le Andriamanitra mitovy, kanefa ny tsy voatery le tena izy izany le izy.
I mean, if I called this loudspeaker God instead of PV.
Ka raha ohatra izany ity baffle ity izao dia antsoiko hoe Andriamanitra no antsoiko azy fa tsy hoe PV.
Because you know PV is the brand of the speaker.
Izay izany marque le baffle izay.
If I call it God, my God. Just because I'm using the word God doesn't make it the true God. So some people say I'm following Jesus. But for all you know, he's a South American. Some guy called Jesus in Argentina.
Jesus.
The point is you can't just go by what words you use.
Kan lezano hoe tsy afaka hoe araka le teny ampiasainao fotsiny dia izay no izy.
You have to go by the word of God to get the revelation of who God is.
Famila no miainga fa amin'ny tenin'Andriamanitra mamijery an'le fanambarana hoe iza marina moa izy.
So for example, someone who is a follower of Islam.
Ohatra izao hoe misy olona mpanaradia hoe mpanao Islamo izy izany.
May argue that they worship the same God as the Christians.
Dia mety iteny izao izay koa nge manompo an'le Andriamanitra mitovy amin'ny Andriamanitra ny Kristianina.
Because Allah just means God.
Satria le hoe Allah dikan'izay hoe Andriamanitra.
But they don't worship the same God.
Fa nefa ry zareo tsy manompo an'le Andriamanitra mitovy amin'iny.
Because their revelation of who he is different.
Satria ny fanambarana izay azon'ry zareo ny amin'ny maha izy azy tsy mitovy.
Their God is much too strict.
Ni andemantu sarotet strikta pe.
They say he's merciful, but mercy doesn't flow out of their lifestyles.
Mlaza saro izy pamindra foka nefa ny ale famindrapotsy mikoriana amin'ny fomba fiainan'ny saro akory.
Some guys in Tana worship God, but their definition of God is a legalistic judge.
Ni olona sasany eto Antananarivo manompo an'Andriamanitra nefa ny famaritana an'le hoe Andriamanitra zareo a dia hoe tsara mpanara-dalàna be fotsiny.
So we need to have a scriptural revelation of who God is.
Kamiltsika izany a manana fanambarana ara-tsoratra masina ny amin'Andriamanitra an'Andriamanitra.
Secondly,
faharoa,
God as three in one is necessary for God to be just and merciful.
Le ma Andriamanitra telo izay iray an'Andriamanitra dia ilaina amin'ny hoe Andriamanitra mpamindra fo a.
Just.
Sady marina.
For God to exercise justice and bring mercy.
Ho an'Andriamanitra mba hahafahany maneho an'izay hoe fahamarinana sy mitondra ilay famindram-po.
He has to be more than one.
Te tena imily izy hoe mihoatra noho ny ray.
This is quite a complicated point.
Tena teboka sarotra be ty.
Said you'd have to concentrate hard.
Izay no tenenako hoe mila mifantoka be mihitsy nareo.
We read about Jesus' sacrifice of atonement.
Ny vakitsika ny kasika ny asa-panavotana izay nataon'i Jesosy.
In Romans chapter 3.
Any amin'ny Romanina toko fahatelo.
And it tells us that God the Father is just and he is also the justifier of those who have faith in Jesus. For God to be just, he has to punish sin. But for God to justify you and me, he also has to forgive.
Ary mba hahafahan'Andriamanitra ihany koa manamarina anasy ianao dia mila izy mamela heloka.
This is interesting.
Mahaliana be izany.
See, if God just said, oh, you know what, I forgive all the Christians.
Hitanareo rehetra hoe Andriamanitra izao ny teny fotsiny hitanareo. Za tonga dia mamela ny heloky ny kristianina rehetrarehetra.
Without Jesus having gone to the cross.
Kanefa izany Jesosy amin'io tsy hoe nalefa natokeny amin'ny azo fijaliana.
Without Jesus being a divine life, being God.
Hoe tsy nilan'i Jesosy hoe tonga izy hoe tena Andriamanitra le fiainana izany tena masiny.
Then God is not just.
Dia tsy marina izany Andriamanitra.
Because it's like he's just saying, I set the law and said the guilty will be punished.
Satria ohatra milaza izy hoe alefako eto ilay lalàna dia milaza hoe izay meloka dia tokony ho saziana.
But now I'm contradicting myself because I'm allowing the guilty to go unpunished.
Atizoa komanohitra ny tenako ihany satria le meloka iny tonga dia avelako tsy ho saziana.
See, forgiveness came at a cost.
Hitanareo le hoe famelan-keloka iny, famindram-po iny, iny misy sarany iny.
God didn't just forgive your sin and forget about it.
Andriamanitra akory tsy hoe tonga dia hoe navelany fotsiny fahotanao dia nadinoiny.
Because then he would be a liar, he wouldn't be just.
Satria raha izay no nataony dia ho mpandainga izy fa tsy marina.
God forgave your sin but still carried out justice by punishing Jesus in your place.
Nanomelana elokao a Andriamanitra kanefa mbola nitazona mahamarina anazy izy a dia nosaziny a le saza mifahotanao tamin'i Jesosy.
So in order to exercise justice,
ka mba hahafahany tena maneho an'izay hoe fahamarinana izay a
and bring mercy,
sy hitondra an'ilay hoe famindram-po,
an offering needed to be presented to the Father.
Dia tsy maintsy nisy aloha fanatitra izay natolotra teo anatrehan'Andriamanitra iray.
And the offering was the Son.
Ary ilay izay sorona izay a dia izay ilay zanaka.
Now, if you study scripture carefully, you'll discover that no offering would have been acceptable except perfection.
Raha ohatra ianao ka mandinika soratra masina dia ho hitanao hoe tsy nisy mihitsy ny asorona izay nekena na fanatitra nekena raha ohatra iny fanatitra iny ka tsy tanteraka.
In other words, for God to show mercy to many, and have justice, he had to punish one. But the one had to be worth as much as the many.
Now,
The life of an angel isn't worth the life of a human being.
Nir fiaina nianzelia de tsue mendrika asul un fiaina nulmbel.
There had to be a divine life that had to take on your sins.
Kats maintsinila zany hoe fiainana masina anakireo tany avy amin'Andriamanitra mintsiny mba hahafahana manala ny fahotanao.
So that many would be justified.
Amin'izay maro de ho amarinina.
Experience God's mercy.
Ary ahazo an'izany hoe famindrampon'Andriamanitra izany.
But God's justice is not compromised. He still punishes sin.
Ary le fahamarinan'Andriamanitra tsy hoe akory hoe tsy nirarahiny iny a fa tsy maintsy mbola ny saziny ihany ny fahotany.
So no Trinity, no salvation.
Ka raha tsy nisy a ny Trinité tsy nisy famonjena.
No sacrifice to be presented to the Father that could bring atonement.
Tsy nisy izany a fa natitra nasorina afaka natolotra teo anatrehan'Andriamanitra izay hitondra fanavotana.
It's a very serious reason to be grateful that our God is a Trinity.
Ary izany dia tena antony anankiray tokony havelom-pisaorana antsika ny amin'ny Andriamanitra Triniteny Andriamanitrantsika.
If you think about it long and hard,
raha ohatra ianao mieritreritra an'iny tena maharitra tsara.
You'll realize that any other God who can't make the sacrifice himself is not going to be a just God or a merciful God. He can just be one or the other.
De atsapena hoe tsy misy izany Andriamanitra izay hoe raha ohatra hoe izy tenany fotsiny ihany tsy afaka hanolotra an'le fahamarinana sy le famindrampo miaraka.
That's the tragedy of so many other religions.
Izay no mahatena zava-doza an'le finoana be dia be hafa.
They either see God as a harsh
na ry zareo mahita Andriamanitra mpitsara be masika be.
They never really live in his love and mercy.
Ary dia tsy miaina ao amin'ilay fitiavany sy ilay famindrampony izy.
So they're constantly driven to do works.
Dia miezaka foana ry zareo a manao asa be foana.
Think of the Jehovah's Witnesses.
Eritrereto ange ny Témoins de Jéhovah.
Never knowing if they've done enough to appease the Father.
Tsy ho fantany mihitsy hoe zafa efa nahavita betsaka mba tena hoe hahafaly an'Andriamanitra.
Because deep down in their doctrine they deny the deity of Christ.
Satria any ambany any a amin'ilay doktrinan-dreo manda izy ny mahan'Andriamanitra an'i Jesosy.
So there Jesus isn't God.
Ka le hoe Jesosin-dreo izany a tsy Andriamanitra.
He's not actually able to truly atone then.
Dia hoe tsy afaka izy izany a tena hoe hitondra fanavotana.
So they're still living under the fear of God's judgment.
Dia mbola miaina ao anatin'ilay tahotra foana izany zareo hoe miaina an'ilay fitsaran'Andriamanitra matahotra an'iny.
So they're driven by legalism.
Dia lasa izy le finonona foana lelaala fanarahan-dalàna iny no manesika azy.
On the other hand, you get liberals.
Dia amin'ny lafiny anankiray indray ianao a manana ilay olona hoe malalaka be.
Like the New Age people, the Eastern type.
Dia ohatra ny any ivelany any efa misy an'ilay hoe taranaka vaovao.
They hope everything's just going to end up with good. Everybody's got good in them and we're all drifting towards good.
Dia hoe ny fanantenana izany hoe efa arany amin'ny tsara ny daholo indrehetrarehetra fa samy mba misy zavatra tsara kely daholo ao anatiny ao.
And their God's a bit impersonal. He's just love, just a feeling.
Dia ilay Andriamanitra zareo a tsy tena hoe manokana fa hoe fahatsapana fotsiny hoe fitiavana izy.
A higher state.
Ilay izy hoe manana toerana ambony fotsiny.
And when you get there,
ka rehefa tonga any ianao a,
because everything is just about love, there's no real judgment or fear of consequences for sin.
Dia satria ny zavatra rehetra fitiavana daholo a dia tsy izy fitsarana hitranga fa dia na hoe ilay hoe vokatry ny fahotanao iny fa efarany amin'ny tsara.
But the Christian God is Father and Son.
Fa ilay Andriamanitra ny kristianina kosa nefa ny dia ray zanaka
and spirit,
ary fanahy,
able to solve the problem of sin.
Afaka tsara mamany olan'ny fahotana.
Thirdly,
fahatelo,
God as three in one is necessary for the statement that God is love to be true.
Ary le hoe Andriamanitra telo izay ray a dia ampitsara anehoana an'le hoe ny fitiavany dia marina.
In 1 John 4 verse 16,
ao amin'ny Jaona toko faefatra andinin'ny faenina ambin'ny folo Jaona voalohany,
we are told that God is love.
Dia nolazaintsika hoe Andriamanitra dia fitiavana.
Now God has to have more than one within him in order for that statement to be true. See, God didn't create you and me because he had a need. God didn't create the world and people so that he could pour out his love on us. Though he does do that, it starts earlier than that. In his very nature and essence, he is love. But internally, God had to be more than one if he is to be love. Because love needs an object. Love is given.
When fitiavana te omeny,
and love is received.
Then fitiavana ihany koa dia raisiny.
So there has to be a source and a recipient of love.
Dia mila izany hoe mpandray sy mpanome an'ilay fitiavana.
Now if God was needy,
ka raha ohatra Andriamanitra izany hoe nisy zavatra nilainy tao,
and he created the world because something was missing, he needed something to love.
Dia noariny izao tontolo izao satria hoe nisy zavatra tsy ampy tao hoe nila anomezany an'ilay fitiavana.
Then he wasn't God.
He
was imperfect, incomplete, lacking. For God to be God and for God to be love, there needs to be an other within God for him to love. So for all eternity, there's been a glorious love relationship within the Trinity. The Father loves the Son. The Son loves the Father. It's a never ending exchange of love. Facilitated by the Spirit. So the very fact that we love is because of God. Love exists because we were created in the image of God. And so this is also a very powerful truth. This expression of devotion is actually a reflection of the Trinity. The implications for us is that what we know of love and what we understand of community is actually it has its origin in the Trinity. Within the Trinity, we find actually the building blocks of everything good in this life.
Itanareo ao anatin'izany trinite izany dia hitantsika le ohatrany raha mandrafindrafitra zavatra kely tsika dia ao anatin'ny trinite no misy an'le zavatra kely rehetrarehetra andrafetantsika azy.
Let me put it this way.
Andrasone izao ny tenenako azy.
A better marriage for you depends on how well you understand the Trinity.
Ny fanambadiana tsara kokoa ho anao dia miankina amin'ny fahalalanao ny Trinité.
A healthy family depends on how well you understand the Trinity.
A healthy
community and society depends on how well we understand the Trinity. What we find in the Trinity is that the Father and the Son, they occupy different roles, but they are co-equal. The Son and the Father are one,
Rai sunt sana kati raian.
But they are different. The Son is not the Father. The Father is not the Spirit. The Spirit is not the Son. They are distinct. And they are co-equal. And yet the Father is the head. And the Son submits to the Father.
Ar însana ca te manai când rai.
But the Son is fully God.
Nefa însana ca ian cu de tena andremant.
So he is the perfect example of submission.
Ar izan tena uata tena tantera ca tunga lavata neam zanu e fane kenza.
Because he is not being forced.
Saciți teren.
Because there is no one greater to force him.
Saciți sumis ue ambun lavata ue aneriazi.
When you come to marriage,
refatunga ke ankutse ke onfanambatin.
A husband is head of his wife.
Le vad le ranga luan vavy.
He's the head of the home.
He's on luan tukatran.
But they are co-equal.
Nefasareo mitovy.
In value before God, they have identical worth.
Nid lanza ne onatrean'Andriamanitra de mitovy be mihitsy.
Comes from the Trinity.
Avy any amin'ny Trinite.
Why do marriages go wrong?
Maninona ary ny tsy mandeha amin'ny tokony ho izy ny fanambadiana.
Because the men intimidate and bully and live selfishly.
Satilelela mapatawata de maneriterde titen.
The wives manipulate and don't want to submit, they want to live selfishly.
Ardele vefavy ankoa manararotra tsy mety manaika arde miaina titena ko.
But there's perfect authority and perfect submission and perfect equality within the Trinity.
A famisia tena hoe toerana tena tanteraka samy manana ny azy a nefa mitovy tsara ao amin'ny Trinité.
And it's tied to the fact that there is perfect love.
Ary izany dia fatorany le fahafantarana hoe misy fitiavana tena tanteraka ao.
When the one actually exists for and pours out their love on the other.
Hoe rehefa miaina le anankiray a ho any le anankiray sy mandrotsaka ny fitiavany iray manontolo ho any le ray.
So the very structure of our society.
Ka tena hoe le firafetan'le tontolo tsika mihitsy izany a.
Our families, our marriages.
Hoe ny fianakaviantsika, ny fanambadiantsika.
Have deep mysteries that are patterned off the nature of God.
Dia tena misy zava-miafina tena lalina mistera izay maneho an'ilay momban'Andriamanitra.
There's more I could say, but I want to move on.
Mbola betsaka, mbola misy hafa azoko lazaina fa aleo androso.
The fourth point.
Tebuka faefatra.
Why is the Trinity important?
Inona mahazava-dehibe an'ny Trinité?
Because it shapes how we pray.
Satria iny ihany koa dia mandrafitra an'ilay hoe fomba fivavahantsika.
Recognizing the Trinity should shape and affect how we pray.
Ny fahafantarantsika an'ilay Trinité dia tokony handrafitra ny fomba fivavakantsika ihany koa.
Some people have asked the question, who should we address in our prayers?
Nisy olona nametraka fantanina iza ny tokony ho tenoninay ao anatin'ilay vavaka.
Well, Jesus taught that we should pray to God the Father.
And Jesus nampianatra tokony vavakantsika amin'Andriamanitra iray.
Pray in this way, our Father who is in heaven.
Hoe atam vavataka an'izao rainay izay any an-danitra.
Hallowed be your name.
Ho masinina ny anaranao.
The Lord's Prayer.
Izay ilay vavaka nampianarin'ny Tompo.
However, in another statement on prayer, Jesus said this.
Kanefa naizany natsany tany amin'ny toerana hafa indray rehefa resaka fivavahana dia izao nitenenin'i Jesosy indray koa.
He said, truly, truly, I say to you, if you ask the Father for anything in my name, he will give it to you.
Hoy izay lazaiko aminareo marina dia marina tokoa raha angataka zavatra amin'iray amin'ny anarako ianareo dia omeny anareo izany.
So look how recognizing the Trinity starts to shape your prayers.
Dia hitanareo le fahalalanareo an'ilay Trinité iny a, dia efa manomboka mandrafitra sahady an'ilay vavaka ao.
We make our requests to the Father.
Manao mametraka ny fangatahantsika any amin'iray tsika.
But we make it on the basis of the Son's merits imputed to us.
Fa ataontsika izany amin'ilay fototra alalantsika hoe le fahamarinan'ilay zanaka izay namena ho antsika iny a.
So if you say, I pray in the name of Jesus, it's not that end of your prayer in the name of Jesus.
Dia raha ohatra ianao ka mivavaka hoe amin'ny anaran'i Jesosy, tsy hoe izay ny fiefaran'ilay vavaka hoe amin'ny anaran'i Jesosy.
It gets a bit religious. We always say, in the name of Jesus, amen.
Satria, lasa fomba fomba be fotsiny le izy isaky mivavaka tsika amin'ny anaran'i Jesosy, amen.
No, what we're really doing is we're recognizing that Jesus' righteousness has been given to us. And so we will be received by the Father as if it were the Son.
Ka uraisina izany tsika uraisin'ny Ray a tahaka an'ilay hoe ilay zanaka.
We stand in his righteousness, we come in his name.
Hoe mijoro tsika amin'ny fahamarinany a ary manatony tsika amin'ny alalan'ny anarany.
And so when we pray, we're praying with the faith that we are sons and daughters because of Jesus.
Ary rehefa mivavaka tsika dia mivavaka amin'ny mpinoana hoe itsika dia zanaka lahy zanaka vavy a noho ny amin'i Jesosy.
And we carry his merits given to us when we stand before the Father.
Ary tsika dia mitondra an'ilay hoe fahamendrehany a izay nomenantsika rehefa mijoro tsika eo anatrehan'ny Ray.
And we can also address our prayers to Jesus.
Ary tsika ihany koa dia afaka tonga dia mamantana ny fivavahantsika any amin'i Jesosy.
Because in John 14 verse 14.
Satria any amin'ny Jaona toko faefatra ambin'ny folo andinin'ny faefatra ambin'ny folo.
Jesus said, "If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it."
Hoy izy Jesosy hoe, "Raha mangatatsavatra amiko amin'ny anarako ianareo dia ho ataoko izany."
So now we don't even have to get all legalistic about who we pray to.
Ka izao tsika izany tsy mila hoe mpanara-dalàna be fotsiny hoe iza izany tsy maintsy ivavahana.
Like all this time I was praying to Jesus and that's why my prayers weren't working.
Ay, tamin'izay fotoan'izay ka izaho tany amin'i Jesosy foana no mivavaka izay ka tsy nampahomby an'ilay fivavahako.
Man, if only they told me to pray to the Father long ago.
Raha mba efa nitenenin'zareo anahy mantsy tany aloha tany hoe amin'ny Ray no tokony mivavaka.
I could have been rich.
Mety efa nanan-karena aho ohatr'izay. Tena efa nalaza.
No, you can pray to Jesus too.
Afaka mivavaka amin'i Jesosy koa ianao.
Because he and the Father are one.
Satria izy sy ny Ray a, Ray ihany.
Interestingly, you can understand that the Spirit is at work in your praying.
Ary dia tena mahaliana mihitsy hoe rehefa mivavaka ianao dia ny Fanahy Masina miasa ao anatin'izay vavaka ao izay.
But the Spirit tends to draw our attention to the Father and the Son.
Satria ny Fanahy a dia ohatrany hoe mitarika antsika foana ny fifatohantsika foana ho any amin'ny Ray sy ny zanaka.
But Paul says in Romans 8 verse 26.
Fa i Paoly anefa nilaza any amin'ny Romanina toko fahavalo andinin'ny fahaenina amby roapolo.
The Spirit helps us in our weakness because we don't know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit intercedes for us. So the Spirit is involved in our praying too. So then we pray to the Father.
Ka noho izany dia mivavaka amin'ny Ray izany tsika.
In the name of the Son.
Amin'ny anaran'ny Zanaka.
By the power of the Spirit.
Amin'ny herin'ny Fanahy Masina.
It's Trinitarian praying.
Izay ilay vavaka araka n'ilay Trinity.
And fifthly.
Ary fahadimy.
God as three in one means our worship must be Trinitarian.
Hoe Andriamanitra telo izay iray a, midika an'izay hoe ny fiankofantsika ihany koa dia tokony ho arak'ilay Trinité.
This takes us back to our first point.
Izany dia mitondra antsika ho any amin'ilay tebikantsika voalohany.
We must worship God.
Hoe mila antsika midera miankohoka amin'Andriamanitra.
If our worship is not Trinitarian enough, we end up failing to worship the God of the Bible.
Raha ohatra ka ilay fiankofantsika iny a tsy hita ilay hoe Trinité a dia lasa ohatrany hoe tsy manompo an'ilay Andriamanitra tena izy tsika.
Surely we will celebrate Jesus.
Mazava ho azy hoe ankalazan'i Jesosy tsika.
And people who come in will hear us sing about Jesus.
Ary ny olona izay tonga dia ahenao antsika hoe mihira ho an'i Jesosy.
But if you stay for long enough.
Fa rehefa tena mijoro miandry ela be eo ianao a.
You should hear songs honoring the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Dia ahenao ianao hira hoe manome voninahitra ny Ray, manome voninahitra an'i Jesosy, manome voninahitra amin'ny Fanahy Masina.
In English we've got the great hymns like Holy, Holy, Holy.
Amin'ny teny anglisy izay misy an'ilay hira iny ilay tena tsara be iny hoe Masina, Masina, Masina.
And other songs that recognize the Father, Son and Holy Spirit in one song.
Ary misy ihany koa hira izay tena hoe mahatsapa an'izay hoe maneho an'izay hoe Andriamanitra telo izay raha izay ao anatin'ilay hira anankiray iny.
But we won't always have it in one song.
Fa nefa tsy hoe tonga dia ho hitantsika ao anatin'ny hira anankiray foana akory izy anankitelo.
In the course of one month.
Fa ao anatin'ny iray volana.
We must worship God the Father,
Milțiga manupana de mantra rai.
Bringing honor to the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Terani tunda funaita wan sanakasan fanaimasan.
God in three persons.
Ande mantra amna persona naktelu.
Blessed Trinity.
Tenawe Trinite futai.
And if over time all you're ever doing is singing about Jesus,
never
giving honor to the Father,
there
could be something lacking.
If it's
only the Father that you see in the song words. Just God, God, God. You'll probably see by under celebrating Jesus. People don't actually live in the full joy of their salvation.
And
when we don't acknowledge the Holy Spirit in our songs,
you
probably find that you're not really experiencing much of His power in your life. So we must have Trinitarian worship to remind us we have a Trinitarian God.
And there's
no other God like Him.
He
is all sufficient to be our everything. Any other God would be too small. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Won't you challenge our hearts? God, you are too big for us. We can't comprehend you. But if we could comprehend you, you wouldn't be God. But you've shown us that you are Father, Son, and Spirit. Help us, Father, to worship you for who you are. To honor you rightly in our lives. And to experience you fully. In Jesus' name. Amen.